Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, for healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning, Southern California, where I only thought we see the sun. Have you seen it lately? I mean, what's going on? This has been a whole winter of no sun. I appreciated the rain. I really did. But the thrill ended about 2 months ago. Unbelievable. Is there anything that isn't in rapid flux? Not that I can tell. The rate of change. You well accept the fact that the rate of change beyond anything in human history. And one piece that's changed it all is the information game. You know, you do a radio show on health. 20 years ago, the public had a radio show and a book and a referral, maybe a seminar you went to somewhere on a topic that you were interested in. Today, you hit YouTube, you hit Google, and it's unbelievable. And everybody's kind of fallen into this false sense of security that they can actually do research. You know, people research their illnesses. They research their doctors. It's become a game of circular logic, really, where you start on the premise that research will bring you closer to the truth. And by the time you've been through the mill of research, you're further away from the truth than ever. And this is because the internet doesn't train you. Your YouTube searches don't train your sense of truth. Sense. So we've entered the age of data acquisition. You know, as a kid growing up, going through school, I worked in restaurants. And it was just on the cusp of when restaurants changed from you hire a chef that makes 10 things to perfection to you hire someone to design a menu that on the East Coast, I don't know if you guys could appreciate it, the menu looks something like Denny's, where the amount of time and effort you put into creating the menu so that what you offer in a restaurant looks, I mean, it's a $5 hamburger that looks like a $1 million meal with the photographs and the lamination of the menu and the wonderful descriptions and the pictures of the people just enjoying and feasting on what the chef's going to make. And then, you know, in that classic satire of a place like Denny's, then the food comes out and it looks like what a dog wouldn't eat. And this is what is happening on YouTube. So that when you do your research, the amount of time, energy, and money put into the marketing of the product beefs it up so much, and you can't really have human experience. This is the inherent problem with this data acquisition. Now, what this means for the consumer, what this means for you is, how do you determine just what you think due diligence consists of? And I know a lot of people fall into this trap where they search and they search and they search and they do these truly intricate, okay, analyses of what they're buying, what doctor they're seeing, and they're moving in the wrong direction rapidly with all this data. Failure or success in the age of information, I'll focus on YouTube, is about training your senses in a process. Senses, not your intellect, but your sense. the internet, electronics is adversely opposed to that. It does the opposite. So it's as if when you turn on a YouTube search, just the radiation coming into your body, enveloped in 5G, so to speak, shuts the senses, feeds the false intellect, and ends the true efficacy of an investigation. Sherlock Holmes was sensing things. We could say it that way. Sherlock Holmes was smelling, hearing, seeing, feeling. And what we call his intellect was a product of acquisition through the senses, through honed senses. You can't do that buried in 5G. You turn your Wi-Fi on, those senses are dulled. You live and eat and act the way we do in the techno age and the dimming of the senses. So we've got this interface between everything we do dims the senses, and there we are on the spot making life-altering decisions off our Google search or our YouTube analysis. So how do you really do this then as you approach? Well, I've got a couple of laws, a couple of rules of engagement. And the first rule of engagement, if I were to help you in your search, in your YouTube search, is simplicity. The minute what you're about to investigate, pay money for, sign up for, whether it's a book, an ebook, a seminar, we'll talk about shoulder pain. Take that as an example. You're in a myriad of searches to determine whether or not you should go see a doctor, or you should go buy a book, or you should just learn it on video on an online forum. The formatting around it has to be devoted to simplicity. The minute there's too many words used to make a point or to demonstrate something, something's off. And the trend is to use words to substitute for what really works. Now, this is why we do videos. But you see, videos have to leave an individual because you're going to engage the video. If you're learning a stretch or an exercise, you're doing it in the interest of resolving your shoulder pain. And when you're watching videos or when you're watching a demonstration, assumption being you're going to perform it yourself as you're learning it, you have to be left with a way to measure efficacy long before you resolve a problem. So the first real piece of advice here, as you do your searches, as you watch your YouTube videos, is to keep an eye on whether you're being taught to measure efficacy. How do you know you did it right? Long before you get a reduction of symptom or long before your pain goes away. I'm going to say that again. How do you know if you're doing it right long before your pain goes away? That's tricky. The reasons it's tricky is because when you are on your way, when you are progressing and doing any task, any exercise with a weight, exercise with a band, you're learning a stretch, you're learning a cleanse, you're learning to benefit and hopefully deliver towards your goal, the reason that you've got cancer and you're looking for ways and lifestyles and different choices in terms of your herbal supplementation or your detoxifications, however that's laid down to you on internet, on YouTube, has to qualify your process or give you a sense of efficacy short of the end goal. And it's got to be a lot better than just hang in there. It's got to be a lot better than keep trying. It's something that you have to be left with that you can hang on to. More specifically, if you're learning to do a stretch for the shoulder, as an example, if you're learning to do a stretch for the shoulder and you don't know whether or not you're doing it right, rather than determine that by a reduction of pain, you have to be told, and here's my point, that when you do a stretch, what you want to feel in the stretch is an overall sense of relaxation. That doesn't mean a reduction of pain. If the stretch is providing you an overall sense of relaxation, you're moving in the right direction. Now, if you don't know that, and the stretch didn't provide you a reduction of pain, you're going to turn off to the stretch. You're going to put the end goal, the reduction of pain, at a place that's not appropriate in your experience. So if you're teaching someone to stretch on YouTube, if you're offering that as a service to end their shoulder pain, the audience has to be evolved to listen to little things that the body's asking them to hear before the pain is reduced. One is, does the stretch give you an overall sense of relaxation? Here's a second one. If the pain goes away for 2 minutes and comes back for the rest of the day, that's a success. People don't think that. They will say, I did the stretch, it felt better, and then the pain came back, and so the stretch didn't work. Because the person that shows you or demonstrates the video doesn't offer you an opportunity to acknowledge that just two minutes of reduction of pain, if you're fortunate enough to have that, isn't negated by an afternoon of equal amounts of pain. Here's a third one. If you stretch that shoulder, and rather than a reduction of pain, the shoulder feels like it's in a different place. If the shoulder feels like, in fact, it's changed in position relative to the other shoulder, but you have just as much pain when you lift your arm, that's a sign that the stretch is going to work. Now look at that. You do your searches. You come upon what you think is a worthy investment of your time. You're being taught exercises and stretches. And what you find in that process is that what you think you're being told to do doesn't work because it doesn't reduce your pain, despite the fact that your body's sending you signals. We could call these signals flickers. All important flickers. Flickers determine efficacy. I'll give you a different example. When people are going into more complicated health regimens because they've got serious issues. Say you're fasting because you've got tumors and you don't want them to grow. And you go online and you hear about fasting and autophagy and all the different people that are talking about how you need to fast. And you start fasting and you go through all the phases of fasting. And you find out in a month that your tumors haven't shrunk. That, unfortunately, after 30 days of intermittent fasting, that what the claims about fasting and how it slows down a metastatic cancer and how it slows down tumor growth and all the claims that are made didn't, unfortunately, align with you. And you decide fasting doesn't work. Now, if somebody sat you down and said, but if you could get take your eye off the tumor, in other words, if you could just relax behind what you've got, which is an art in itself, just relax behind what could be a life-threatening situation. That sounds like a contradiction in terms, but in the reality of things, it's the most important thing to do. If you could just relax behind your situation, your tumor growth, and that fasting really didn't seem to put a hook into it, and think about all the other things, like maybe you were in a little less pain. Maybe you were sleeping better. Maybe you felt a little bit more relaxed. You slept a little better, you felt a little more relaxed, and you were in a little bit less pain. Your mood was better. You felt more optimistic. You panicked less about your situation. I can't emphasize the importance of this enough. When you learn a technique and you place the end goal, in this case, no more shoulder pain, in this case, tumor reduction. When you place the end range goal instead of the flickers along the way, the fasting produced less pain. The fasting produced better sleep. The fasting produced a greater sense of optimism. You're going to miss that. What would make you miss that? I'll tell you what would make you miss that. The marketing behind YouTube is going to make you think that if you fast, you're going to experience tumor reduction. If you do these stretches, your shoulder pain's going to go away. Now, why would that be? Why would the purveyors, the talents on YouTube, and anybody along those lines, why would they organize a video, a book, to sell it? We have this unspoken agreement that what we have to do is focus on the end goal, to motivate people towards the very reason that they engage the inquiry in the first place. And that the only way to talk to them is by assuring them that if they just take our advice, do the things we tell them to do, it's going to occur. And we're told that the minute we tell you, this is going to be easy and difficult at the same time. Easy because if you listen to your body and respect the flickers along the way, you're going to get where you need to go eventually. But that may not be so easy to do. You see, the part of it that's not so easy to do means to get to where you need to go, you got to hack through a lot of what we could call false ego. That if the entire market in an age of information technology is driven towards promising you the bomb, the big fix, and even more than that, telling you the big fix is easy, you're going to give it 5 minutes or a day or a little longer. And if it doesn't happen, you're going to just throw it in the trash basket. And in any given moment, while your body's saying, look, we're getting gain here, we are moving ahead, you're looking at the end game because that's what the marketing establishment told you to do. And this is, of course, what YouTube is filled with. You pick a topic, and it's very simple. Do what I say and it'll happen for you in a relatively rapid period of time. And what does the consumer expect then? To engage it and to early on, almost immediately, far too soon, look at what they have in the Easter basket at the end of the engagement. I fasted for a week. I've been fasting for a month. I've tried these exercises every day, and I still have shoulder pain. What does the consumer conclude? And so they go back to the internet, back to the Google search, back to the YouTube, and do the same thing. And they spin. And this is what we're doing. They're not training to their senses. I know people who walk into the doctor, sit down, walk out, and go, you know what? I'm going to heal with this guy. Did that ever happen to you? Did you ever have, with a real concern, a real health concern, the sense that when you walk into the office, you already know you're going to heal? Everybody's got a little bit of that in them. But how many people walk into the office with no sense of that, absolutely oblivious to it? It's as if we could say, and I'm being a little tongue-in-cheek here, but not really, that the qualifier should not be the doctor's credentials. The qualifier should not be the resume of the YouTube talent or the endorsements of the Google search. The qualifier should really be, amidst all that was said and done, the Yelp review. Did you get the sense that really, all things aside, you'd really enjoy sitting down with your talent, your doctor, your seller, your whoever, and drinking a beer with them? How's that? How's that? Maybe we ought to pick our brain surgeons based on whether we get the sense we'd like to go out and drink a beer with them. How's that? You ever think of that? Do you know what a lot of people do in the business sector? And I've been through this. In the business sector, people who generate lots of business in their personal lives, do you know the first thing they do when they meet their doctor? They try to socialize. It's interesting to hear people come in and offer you all sorts of deliverances. You know, listen, I could do a lot for your practice. I really need to turn you on to this movie maker because you're amazing. You know, couldn't we conduct this out on my Ponderosa somewhere up in Laguna or Malibu? And you watch people in the know that do business all the time in very powerful ways. And you know what they're trying to do? They're trying to find out whether they could sit down and have a conversation with their doctor. That's their qualifier. It's not the doctor's credentials. Here's another one. Looking at the staff, there's people who are shrewd enough not to look at the doctor, but to look at the staff. Would you consider the quality behind the talent? So you're on YouTube and you're reading an article. You're listening to a doctor make a presentation. Or you're on a Google search and you're listening and reading an article. It's what's behind the doctor in the background that can tell your sense a lot more about the quality of the product than anything that the doctor or talent say to you. This isn't vetting. Vetting is looking for bad things about the doctor that would disqualify him. This is getting a sense of his secretarial staff and whether or not they're truly, when the doctor's back is turned, getting behind the doctor. Again, this is Sherlock Holmes, and it's about your senses. The age of information is numbing the senses. And that's what we got to think about. I'll see you guys next week.
Okay, that's a wrap. Don't forget to get to Dr. Medici's website at drmedici.com to look at the pictures and review the show as often as you wish. See you next week.